Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael here on Joy 94.9. Now, Simon, we have someone very special on the phone, don't we?
We do. I'm very excited. Our special guest on today's show is the second runner-up of last year's season of The Voice. She'll be in Melbourne soon promoting a new EP and live show. Welcome to our back seat, Celia Pavey. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you both?
I'm good.
I'm all right.
I'm excellent now. I've got to say, I'm a big fan of yours first. I absolutely love the album that you brought out after The Voice.
Oh, thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about what life was like for you before The Voice?
Well, I guess life before The Voice, I was in Sydney, studying music. And I guess I just came straight from the country. So I came straight from Forbes. So I was a little bit timid. It was a bit scary in Sydney, but I thought I'd give something else a go. So I decided to go on The Voice and here I am. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. And what about your time on The Voice? You were on Delta's team.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the audition.
Oh, the audition was
Were you packing
very,
it? You would have been packing it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was very nervous.
Yeah,
like, obviously, I forgot my words and I had to say it into the microphone. So it was a very, very crazy experience, but the time on The Voice was very special for me. I spent a lot of time with Delta and a couple of the other coaches, and I got to know the other artists on the team as well, and it was just so much fun and definitely one of those moments in my life that I'll never forget. So, yeah.
I think looking at the fun that you would have on The Voice, see, we see all the fun and we don't see the blood, sweat and tears that's sort of involved in the show.
All the blood.
Next stage. So with the show itself, how do you feel that changed you as an artist?
Well, I think it definitely made me stronger as an artist because we had to, you know, get up on stage and perform in front of a live audience. But at the same time, we had to think about the fact that we were on television as well. So there were a lot of people watching. So I grew as an artist definitely, and I'm able to cope with that sort of thing much better now. So it was amazing, yeah.
And it must have been difficult being critiqued by the big names in the music industry as well.
Yep. It was, but I definitely learned so much from it. So
yeah. Oh, that's good. So you got a bit of a thick skin from it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Excellent. Now, you released the album This Music after you wrapped up with The Voice. And I've got to say, for me, the standout tracks on that are Jolene, Xanadu, and Scarborough Fair.
Oh, you're such a homosexual, aren't you, Simon?
But I've got to say, it's really hard for somebody to do a cover these days and make it their own and make it sound better than the original. And it's really, really rare to find that. Your cover of Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz is just out of this world. But
thank you.
This is something that you've done before The Voice, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I love that song so much. I remember one day just sitting in my room listening to it and I was like, that chorus is so cool. So I decided to just make my own little version. I still use the lyrics of the verses where they rap.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I sort of made it into like a melody sort of thing, but the chorus is so killer, so I think the song's just so cool.
So do I. I absolutely love that song, and I just can't stop playing it even now. So brilliant work on that one. Now, you've got some live shows coming up around Australia, is that correct?
Yes, I sure do. Mm-hmm.
And you'll be in Melbourne on September 11th at the Toff in Town.
Yes, I'm very excited about that.
I've got my tickets already, so I will definitely be there.
Fantastic.
Can I put in a request for Feel Good Inc?
Yeah, sure, we're doing it, so don't you worry.
Awesome. Now, you're also doing it to promote a new EP called Bodies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess the EP is just, I like to write directly from the heart, so it's all very honest writing. So there's only four songs on the EP, just to get some stuff out there, and to, you know, I'm very excited about it though.
Mm-hmm.
And well, the EP is basically just about, you know, the emotions I've felt from the experiences I've had with the people in my life thus far. So it's all very honest, and I hope people like the songs because I just want people to be able to relate to them and to take them on a journey. I feel is a very important part of music. So yeah. Definitely. Very excited.
Very good.
Do you have a favourite track on that EP?
Yes, I do. I love them all, but I feel my favourite track, you will all hear, I think it's coming out first, it's called Red, like the colour red.
Yep.
And I wrote that one, I think, about a week before I had to go into the studio. Like, I had a few songs that we could pick from, but I showed, you know, the record label that one and my producer, Eric, that song, and that song was, I think it was a standout, so I'm very excited about that one. I wrote that one on my own, so yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Very cool.
When should we be expecting Red to hit the shelves or mm-hmm. the computers? At what stage should we be expecting that?
Well, I think Red's going to be available on SoundCloud very soon, but don't quote me on that one, but I think it's available very soon on Triple J on Earth, on my Triple J on Earth page.
Okay.
But the EP is coming out on the 15th of August, so I'm very excited about that.
Excellent. So am I. And this is coming from somebody who checks iTunes every couple of weeks, seeing whether you've bought some new material out. So, yeah, when I heard that you were bringing out an EP and also a tour, made my day. So, excellent.
Very excited. I'm very happy to be bringing out something of my own writing, and I did a bit of co-writing with a couple of the songs. I did some co-writing with Tim Hart from Boy and Bear.
Yes,
and
yes.
And that song is called Shadow, so I'm very excited to hear what people think, and yeah, I hope people like it.
I actually heard a rumour about you a few months ago.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know you're in the public eye when there's rumours. Now,
yeah.
I did hear that you were doing some writing or some collaboration with, is it Luke Steele from Empire of the Sun?
I haven't done that just yet, but it was in thought, so a lot of things that are going to be coming up, so you never know what would happen.
So the rumour could be true.
Well, it is a true rumour. I was going to be doing that recently, but, you know, as things sort of change, we might leave that until a little bit later, but we'll see what happens.
Awesome. Okay, that's excellent.
And are there any rumours you'd like us to start for you?
No, thanks.
No, okay, great.
Excellent.
Just buy your tickets. That can be the rumour.
Yes. Get out there and get the tickets. You can go to the Toffin Town website to get them directly from the venue.
And we'll have all the details on our website, joy.org.au/backseat.
Mm-hmm. Celia, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. And when you're in Melbourne, you've got to come into the studio and come and say hello.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me, boys.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.